last week, sloppy, a lot of penalties this week, a lot of penalties, turnovers. At what point do you start to get a little bit concerned about the direction things are going?
Well, I mean, that whole game was concerning. You start out the first half with four turnovers. You know, the penalties, again, I got to go in and look at. You know, it seemed like there was a bunch on both sides. I know that we get a lot called in the preseason. I got to go find out about all of them. The ones that were disappointing is the pre-snap penalties. Those are ones I know we can for sure do something about. But, you know, five turnovers in a game, four turnovers in the first half, struggling to run the ball there too, just looking at the throughout the game. It's really tough to win when you put your team in that situation.
How do you find a cure for the continuous lack of discipline?
What do you mean by that?
Penalties were an issue again. About 13 to 14 flags thrown in game, 17 last game.
So yeah, you just keep working at it.
Why Eli Harold start and not Ahmad Brooks?
Well, they're competing to start the Sam linebacker. You know, we gave Ahmad the first game, and Eli got this game.
Did you talk to Brian about that fumble there where the ball just slipped out of his hand?
I didn't need to talk to him. I saw it. It slipped. He went back to throw and just slipped out of his hand. So, unfortunate for him.
Has he had that issue at all? Have you ever seen him? Has that happened to him before?
I'm sure it's happened to him in his life. He's played quarterback for a long time. But it doesn't happen very much. That's the first time I've seen it that I can remember.
It's early, but for sure, Alexis still continues to struggle a little bit. And Lorenzo Jerome's been playing so well. Is there any scenario where you would consider moving Jimmy Ward back to corner?
I mean, we're just trying to get Jimmy back healthy to see if he can play safety right now. You know, Rashard came out, he missed a tackle on Cloud on that first third down, and then he had a pass interference on the goal line. But by no means does that mean that we're going to say that he's playing bad. It's a couple bad plays and early in a game, and, we're still sticking with him.
What did you think about Beathard's play?
Certainly had a touchdown pass there.
He did a solid job, and it was tough to get anyone in rhythm. You know, we didn't stay on the field very long. It was nice that he was able to hit Kittle in the flat on that keeper on the first series, and it seemed like Kittle made a hell of a play down the sidelines. I lost it at the end, so I didn't see exactly how he finished it. But from what I saw with Beathard, he did a solid job. There was a couple third downs I thought he missed, but, it was hard to get anyone in a rhythm that game. So I think under the circumstances, he did solid.
Saw a lot less of Matt Breida.
Yeah, that was the plan going in. Hightower and Bibbs didn't play in the first game, so we were going to make sure we got them more carries in this game. I think Joe got in there a little in. We didn't expect Matt to get in this game.
Obviously, the turnover is frustrating anyway, but how much did it throw off your plan for when you were hoping to get guys in and the amount of snaps you were trying to divvy up here?
It affected it for a little bit. I mean, you try to count everybody's reps and get them the amount of plays you wanted to keep them in for. And, you know, when we had those four turnovers in the first half, it was frustrating. You ended up not getting as many plays, which makes guys stay in longer based off time. But, usually, in a quarter and a half, you're hoping to get through about 20 plays. And, we didn't. So we had to stay out there a little bit longer.
Do you know which guys you anticipate getting back from injury at the start of practice next week?
No, I'm not sure.
No demons.
Not that I got so far. Yeah, there's a couple guys. I know Vance left it sometime in the game. I don't think it's going to be anything serious, but I got to get more information on that from Ferg.
Peta.
Yeah, Peta left, but he did return. Yeah, and I know he finished the last two series.
You said it was your plan. Why did you want to see the veteran running backs on this game and keep the rookies on the sideline?
Because we're trying to give them a chance to compete. I mean, we see it in practice each day, but, you know, in games you want to see what guys do, breaking through those arm tackles and see how they perform. And we got a tough competition at back. If you rotate them every series, you don't give anyone really a chance to show what they are. So we try to do it that way. I've really tried to do it that way my entire career. You try to select which games you're going to try to give guys a number of carries so you have enough when it's all said and done after four to try to make a decision.
Now, the joint practices with the Broncos, held your own. Was this particularly surprising, as far as the offensive performance?
Anytime you have four turnovers and a half, I mean, it's not surprising at all. I would have predicted if we had five turnovers in a game and got zero, I would have predicted the score to be a lot worse. So, it's no need to panic. That's what happens in the sport at any level when you turn the ball over and you don't get turnovers.
Considering the turnovers, how would you evaluate your first impression of your first team defensive play today?
I thought the defense did a pretty good job. I mean, considering that, I think we had 27 points off turnovers, So we put them in some very tough situations. You know, I thought they did a real good job on the first drive. I thought we were going to go three and out, missed that tackle, but there was a roughing the passer anyways, which kept them on the field. Then they ended up stopping them, and then we got that turnover on the special teams where I think it bounced off. I want to say it was Tart, I believe it was. So they got stopped, and I want to say they started inside the 10. Wish they could hold them to a field goal. That's what we expect. They gave up that touchdown there. But considering the situation we put them in, I'm not upset with the defense right now.
Some more?
Lorenzo Jerome seems to, I think he played the whole first half. He seems to have really made a move, you know, up the depth chart here. Is he getting comfortable with NFL speed, would you say?
Looks like it. You know, I mean, he's had a solid camp. You know, we've been banged up a lot at safety, so we've had to play a lot of guys, and Jerome's taking advantage of his opportunity.
The new system that you've implemented with you coming in, how far along do you feel players have been based on what you expected from the beginning of the season?
It's a lot of what I expected. You know, it takes time, and I've been happy with our guys. I think we're continuing to get better. Definitely didn't show that tonight, but looking forward to getting out here next week.
Fumble by Hoyer was kind of, I guess, a defining play, but, you know, you look at his numbers and the interception was kind of a bad luck deal. How did you think he played the role?
You know, going from what I saw in the reads, you know, there weren't any reads on his 11 attempts that I was upset with. You know, you got to – obviously, the ball slipped from him. That's unfortunate. It's not like you could tell him to grip it harder. It just slipped out of it, and you have to deal with that. His pick, you know, Marquise got to catch that ball. I mean, he threw it to him, and I believe it was a third down. Maybe it was a second down. But that keeps the drive alive, and just didn't catch it clean, and the DB made a good play. So, you know, I wish Brian could have played longer, given him a chance to get into some type of rhythm and to where we could evaluate a little bit more. But we kept him out there long enough, and that's what we had to live with.